Hey, Waubonsie Valley High School, this is Principal Jason Stipp with my weekly podcast On Three, where I have students come in from different activities and sports, and we talk about what they're involved in and all things Waubonsie Valley. And this week, we have a little ice cream action here. We have our show choir sound check, right? Here, we're going to have them check themselves in. Rajit, why don't you go first, say your name and your year in school, and we'll just kind of go around the horn here.
All right, my name is Rajit Joshi, and I'm a senior.
All right, Rajit, welcome.
My name is Mary Claire Bradshaw, and I'm a senior as well.
Miss Mary Claire, hello.
My name is Josh Matthews, and I'm also a senior.
All right. I'm excited to have you three, because I feel like I've not really gotten into talk with the three of you much this year, and as seniors all 4 years. So this is a perfect one. When I saw your names come across the board, I was like, nice, this is perfect. All right, so let's talk a little show choir. First of all, sound check. All 4 years have you done, Rajit, all 4 years show choir?
Yeah, 4 years.
Okay, so you've been in sound check the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Because guys aren't doing the tell me the name. I mess this up every time, and Miss O'Neill laughs at me.
Guys in Ties or Resonance?
Oh, okay. Guys in Ties, Resonance. Obviously, guys can do Guys in Ties.
Well, but not that Resonance. Really that
guys in
right
Ties
now
has not existed.
Yeah, that's done, right? Okay.
Many years ago.
Resonance. Okay. All right. So you go straight to Mary Claire for you, all 4 years?
So I've been in Resonance for 2 years and then Soundcheck for two.
Okay. So this is your second year in Soundcheck.
Yeah.
All right. And Josh?
I've been in Soundcheck for 2 years.
Okay. Cool. So, all right. Choral class. Like Mary Claire, Bloodbath, right?
Yeah, that was pretty
cool. Yeah, how many teams were there?
I think there were 12 in our 14. Division. Or 14 in our division.
Oh, so there's different divisions. Because I saw like some freshman group who didn't good. I thought they were good, but I was like, oh, they must have been in a different division.
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. So 12 in your division from all over America.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like
South Dakota, California.
Yeah, some people from like Josh. I heard like people are like on the plane from California, right?
Yeah, it was like a lot of people from California. It was like a big deal for them.
Okay,
they're like one of the number one groups in the country.
I mean, it's crazy, right? Yeah. So here, make sure you get close to your mic so we pick you up. You're fine. So Rajit, did you stick around for finals?
No, we were not there for finals.
Yeah, so you didn't stick around. I heard it was like at 1:30 in the morning or something.
It ended at like 3.
Chimanees.
Yeah.
Like, what's the audience like after that? Like, everybody's just like, hey.
I mean, so many parents, like.
Did any of you guys stick around?
No.
No, we all left.
Okay.
But the teams that made, there were no Illinois teams at finals. And so it was like an Indiana school, the South Dakota school, the California school, and then another Indiana school. And so I think all like the parents who came probably stayed for that because it was like a whole like big trip for them.
And they fly out the next day.
Probably.
Which by then you might as well just go right to the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the show. So, Mary Claire, the theme this year, talk a little bit about it.
So our theme this year is ice cream. So throughout the whole show, we have different songs like building our ice cream sundae, basically. Mm-hmm. So we have like ice cream, and then we have bananas, and then cherries and sprinkles. So we're like building our ice cream sundae.
I like it. It's loose. It's kind of easy, right? Because sometimes there's real deep themes.
Yeah.
And then I never knew there were so many songs with ice cream. Rajit, like I heard Vanilla Ice, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Ice Baby.
Mm-hmm. There's also, what's it? Like
Sprinkle Party?
Yeah, Sprinkle Party.
Sprinkle Party, who sings that?
It's from like a children's show.
I didn't know that one. Okay.
And Life is Sweet. That's like our closer. It's not really related to ice cream,
okay.
But it's just like,
I get it. You know. I get the connection. All right.
Yeah. And then
what's her name?
Bananas. Oh, yes.
That's the guy.
Gwen Stefani. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I love this song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what else? Sunday Kind of Love.
Okay.
That's like our song. That's our ballad where we just stand and sing.
Okay. Sunday. I get it. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Pour Some Sugar on Me. Yep. I heard that. Yeah.
You Make My Dreams Come True.
Okay. All right. So what do you think, Josh? You like it? Or what was it last year? What was the theme last year?
Our theme last year was like, it wasn't as like concrete.
But yeah.
It was like more of like. Like kind of a deep theme. Like you were
yeah,
saying.
Like find yourself
finding
or
yourself.
Overcoming love. You know what I mean?
And we did it through like more like edgy songs, so like our like first two song, like our first song was like a mashup of like these two metalcore songs, and so it was like it was a very different vibe this year, but it's definitely more like lighthearted and upbeat, and we're just kind of like smiling throughout the whole show. It's pretty fun.
Mary Claire, I heard you did well at Chatham Glenwood.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I heard that went well. I thought last week, and I thought the Choral Classic, it was a really good show, right?
Yeah, I think we had a pretty good show, but it was like tough competition.
Yeah. I mean, did you get any results back? Did they say, the judges say anything? Do you go through that stuff, or
sometimes
you don't want to?
We did. I don't know if we can like say it.
It was pretty bad.
I don't know.
Can we, you think
yeah.
We say it?
Well, it was just it was pretty tough, right?
We got we got 9th out of 14.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's good, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, being since the top five were from out of state, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The top I think the top like 6 or 7 were out of state.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, so did you, Rajit, did you do an overnight this year? Did you guys do
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay, where was that?
That was at the Glenwood competition.
At the Chatham one.
Yeah.
And that's a tough competition. Yeah. Is that pretty much all Illinois schools at that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly.
Okay. Probably like Mount Zion, they're always good, right? They're always down there. And then Chatham Glenwood, they always have a good... Where did you stay? What hotel?
It was called the...
Crown Plaza.
Crown Plaza,
Downtown Springfield.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Mary Claire, what do you love about show choir? Do you do it? What else do you do? Other sports or activities for you? Or is this your thing?
I used to like dance and sing, but now I like show choir.
So, as compared to dancing, what do you like about show choir?
I like that I can like combine two things that I really love, because like dancing on its own is fun, but when I also get to sing through it,
okay,
it makes it better.
You more of a jazz hand person or a what's my other hand? It's jazz blade hand. Or is this a hand, right?
Yeah.
Jazz hand's this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then this is like a more blade. Of a blade hand. Yeah.
I think I'm a jazz hand person.
Yeah, you're more of a jazz hand person. Okay. So you like the numbers and the music this year?
Yeah,
it's something different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, Josh, how about you? What do you enjoy about show choir?
I mean, like, I've only done it for 2 years, like mm-hmm. I said, because I was kind of, like, more, like, an introverted, like, shyer person back then. And so then, like, when I was convinced, it, like, it kind of, like, brought me out of my shell and, like, made me, like, a better performer.
Will you sing in college or not?
I mean, I might try out for, like an a cappella group or something. Okay. But, like, I'm not going to, like, take any classes.
Yeah.
Like
do you play an instrument or anything, or just sing as your thing?
Yeah, I mostly sing is my thing. I play, like, I kind of play, like, guitar and bass, but that's just, like, a hobby.
Sure. Yeah. Which is what music's supposed to kind of be, right?
For sure.
Kind of relax you. Yeah. Okay. Rajit, how about you? What do you enjoy about show choir?
I'd say my favorite part about show choir is definitely the competitions.
Okay. So you like the competition piece?
Yeah, they're really fun.
Yeah. Kind of see where you land, see if you break finals and all that.
Okay. Like, the excitement of, like, knowing whether or not you're going to make the final is, like, it's always fun. Like, there's people, like, screaming, crying, like...
So this weekend, your last competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that?
That's at Hersher High School.
Okay.
It's a down south.
So so closer.
Yeah.
Spending the night or not? What time do you get back from something like that?
Like midnight, 1 a.m.
Okay, so it's still a long going into.
Yeah.
And then, so this had to be good, Mary Claire, right? Wheaton South, because it's like you got to go to bed at a decent time, especially with the time change, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Knowing that you probably weren't going to make finals because of all these big teams, it probably made it a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. Tell me the difference between this week's competition, Mary Claire, and then Vocal Pops. First of all, are you singing anything in Vocal Pops?
We might do like a senior girls kind of song or like a senior song. We're still kind of figuring that
Haven't
out.
Done it yet?
No.
Okay. All right. So do you have time or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're going to work on it tomorrow.
Okay. We'll see. Submissions due?
We already submitted it, but auditions are going to be like next week.
Oh, because you have to audition. Duh. Yeah. You just can't show up.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, for you.
I'm auditioning for like a solo number.
Okay.
So
what song?
Can
you say or not? I don't want to spill the tea here.
I could.
I don't want to pressure you. Yeah. Is it supposed to be
kind of like a random? It's like this like punk song from the 2000s. So I'm gonna like try and play it on guitar too.
Okay.
So
we'll you don't think I'll know it, huh?
I mean,
say it.
Probably
it's
not.
Called "The Artist in the Ambulance."
Oh yeah, it's my favorite. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Right, who sings it?
It's by this band called Thrice.
Okay. All right. Different for me. Okay. So solo.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is tough because then you don't include obviously as many people. So that means you really got to step it up because they try to get as many people as they can, right?
Yeah. I'm definitely not like an experienced like solo performer. So I think it's going to be a challenge. But
all
like,
right. Good
I
for mean, you.
That's kind of the fun.
You like performing show choir more in competition than like at Vocal Pops?
They're definitely different. I think Vocal Pops is just kind of like the bookend to our like season. So it's just like, it's very much, it's more like lighthearted and like just fun and like our like celebration, like when we get to perform. But then at competitions, it's like, we're like really trying to prove ourselves and we're trying to go hard so that we can like more than like beating the competition, we can like show ourselves that we can do it.
Hoping for finals this weekend, Rajit, is finals at Hersher?
Yeah. I think it's in reach.
Okay. So hoping to break. Did we break at Glenwood?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, okay.
We got third at Glenwood.
Yeah, so we're right there. How many would the top four go usually? Or
Top six.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you performed twice.
Yeah.
Parents all going kind of last time or
yeah.
Okay. So what's up with the jackets? Got the sprinkles on them and stuff. Or Rajiv, what do you think? Are you going to take that with you when you graduate or not?
I'll definitely keep it just for memories.
And if you haven't seen this show, I mean, obviously now you got to go to Hershey, but you come to Vocal Pops and see it. Mm-hmm. You'll see it then. Yeah. I love, like, I get it. Like the Mary Claire, the shoes are the cherry, yes, right? Right? Yeah. I see you. And then like this, the chocolate or whatever. Wow. You look like an upside down kind of sundae.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, that's the whole premise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How hard is it to change outfits while they're on there in this short amount of time? Is it just like, what do you have to get it under 3 minutes or what?
Well, it was definitely a big struggle in the beginning. We actually got taken out of like a whole section of the dance because of the fact that it was such a long, quick change.
Yeah. So if people don't know, the guys come on and sing like a little, what song is that?
Our first,
the girls disappear.
Sunday girl.
Sunday girl, and then you just all disappear off to the side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you don't have those dresses on underneath.
No.
Okay, so that's a full costume change.
Yeah.
Okay. Totally. And everything's sitting out, I'm assuming. You know where your stuff is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what do you got to do? 2 minutes?
Yeah. So, I mean, we have to change shoes too.
That's the killer.
Yeah.
You just throw your stuff, like my own kids in your room. You just throw your other stuff in the side because who cares where that stuff lands?
I don't even know what happens backstage.
Like, got to switch up things, I would think, right? At the end, like you're trying to find everyone's costumes.
Yeah, we like sort through it at the end.
Okay. And Rajiv, for guys, you don't change as much? You just do a coat change or?
No, there's an entire like costume change. But
you
it's
guys
much
have a costume change too?
Yeah, pants? It's much easier. Like we just put our pants on top of our like first costume pants, so it's much easier.
Wow, you're wearing two pants at the end?
Waffle pants.
What's that mean?
like
baggy?
It's like no, it's design. Like a waffle pattern on them.
Oh, I saw those. Yeah. So like you're wearing two pants at the end.
Yeah.
That's hot.
That is really hot.
Layers. Because for you to take your shoes off, take the pants off, put the other pants on, shoes, not enough time for that. But yeah, you still got to take the shoes off anyway, right? Yeah. It's just, why get involved in that? So the waffle pants are baggier.
A little bit.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that you guys have a whole costume change too while you're singing
Cherry Bomb.
Okay. And then like Ryan comes out and eats the sundae and he's making the ice cream. There's a whole shtick to that, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. I thought it was fun. It was like, I like the chairs and the tables and everything.
Yeah. It's definitely different from what we usually do.
Like big time. Yeah. Sometimes it's like edgier and like,
I but mean, the past,
you go.
Like in the past, we've never done a theme, so this year is really like stepping out of our bubble.
Yeah. Okay.
Something new.
Judges like that, I think. When it all and I like how the music. Who arranges the music, Mary Claire?
It's Brian McAllister, right?
Okay. So you told him the theme, or Mrs. O'Neill worked with the theme, and then he started coming up with.
She works with him. Yeah.
Okay.
He's the combo director at Wheaton Warrenville South, like for their show choir.
Oh, I know him. Oh yeah. Okay. All right. So. What's up with the combo in the back? What's their name?
Standby.
Then they ain't standing by anybody. They'll give the heat to you. How do you keep them involved? Because there's a little, you know, I feel bad. They're jammed in the back there, right? Mm-hmm. Any riffs there, Josh, or not?
I mean, we kind of have to, like a big thing for us is that we always have to be looking forward and, like out at the audience pretty much. And so, if anything, it's like a goal. Like, we can't interact with them.
Yeah.
I remember at our last show, one of the props kind of, like a part of it like fell down onto the riser and it sounded like something from Stand By Broke. And so like for a second I looked back, but then like in a split second I had to look back, look back at the crowd. Cause like we just have to keep our like character up.
Well, and they've gotten best band like multiple. Yeah.
They get judged too.
Yeah.
So they too are playing for something. Yeah. They ain't standing by.
So they know that we're proud of them.
Yeah.
And, like, we couldn't have our show without them.
And that's always good chemistry, right? Cause they don't want to maybe be on the stage. So they kind of do the back behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the craziest member of Standby, Rajiv?
It's hard to say. They're all pretty
kooky.
They're all pretty normal.
Really?
I would say it's a pretty normal group of people.
Is it? There's always one I feel like.
Skanda.
I mean,
is it really
Skanda?
What instrument?
Trombone, I think.
Okay, there's always the trombone person. Okay, all right. And they obviously do all the traveling with you too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right, so what's the Going down to Hersher, same teams, Mary Claire, you're facing the pretty much same teams, different
We've
teams?
We've seen a couple of them, but we have some different competitions okay. as well.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And then are you doing something, Rajiv, for Vocal Pops or not?
No solo act for me.
You're just kind of watching. Yeah. Okay, all right. That's kind of more your thing. Okay. And then that happens, those tryouts happen right after spring break, right?
No, or next
before,
Tuesday.
Actually.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So. Any of you involved in Senior Assassins or not?
I am.
Oh, you are? No, for you?
You know, Rajit got me anymore. Out.
Rajit took you out?
Well, Rajit.
God, I don't see that, but I see him being calculated.
You know, Rajit's, yeah, it was Rajit's friend was my assassin, and he, I was hanging out with my friend.
I love this stuff, by the way.
He found my friend's location, and they came. They
so
came
you're hanging out with your buddy.
Yeah.
He sends you a message like, hey, where are you? What's going on?
No, not even a message. Yeah. Just check
it was
the location.
Just like,
you have your location, location on?
No, he checked. He knew I was hanging out with my friend, and he checked my friend's location. I
friend's
had
house?
No, we were at like a food place.
Food place. Which place?
We were at Vanny's, like the Boba.
Why don't I know that place?
It was down 59.
By the DMV?
No,
it's right across the mall.
Yeah, it's
okay.
By the mall.
Okay, Boba's like
it's like bubble tea.
The bubble stuff. Mm-hmm. They put the bubble stuff in there. Yeah. Okay, hanging out there, talking.
Yeah, and then as I was leaving to my car, I just like right before I get in my car, my assassin comes out and he's like, "I gotcha." And I'm like, bro, what? Like,
and then
I
was, he's there laughing.
And then he's there.
Yeah,
he's
God, dude.
Like, I was like, well, Rajit was supposed to help me get my assassin, so I got like played.
Double. You still alive?
I missed the sign up day. I was
so then you take people out. Man, it's like a double whammy. This guy, it's like, oh, man. Okay. All right. What's the prize? What's the grand prize?
$300
That's not bad. All right, they should charge more. Maybe make
they
it worth
should.
A little bit more. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because I know Niqua's like their sign up fee was like double, but I think their prize is like $1,000.
Who's running it this year?
Chelsea and Lauren. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know them.
Okay. All right. I'll have to give them a hard time because sometimes the refs can be bad too. All right, Mary Claire, you're still alive.
Yeah, I'm still alive.
Okay. Who can you say who has you or not? You don't
want to. I have no idea who has
you. Don't know, and you don't want to say who you have, right?
No.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah. Wouldn't it be crazy if somebody came in here right now and got you?
They, unfortunately.
I'm just kidding. I would never do that to you. But they can't, right? Because it's at school, right? And I wouldn't do you like that.
Yeah.
Even though that'd make for some great viewership, right? Okay. All right. So come and check out Soundcheck at Vocal Pops because you're probably not going to go to Hersher. It's about, what, 2-3 hours?
About an hour.
Oh, okay, so not too bad. Or else come see my Vocal Pops April, like when we get back, I think, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
That's always a great show. Laid back, seniors, love that. Congratulations on a great year. I love watching you. It was great to see you at Wheaton South, see you compete and perform. So I don't know if you know this. I'm sponsored. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, that's right. So here's a gift card, $5 gift card. Oh, I'm sponsored by Josh, if you want to hand those down.
Sure.
I'm sponsored by we thank JimmyFinance.com. He sponsors my podcast, my weekly podcast. And if you're a first-time home buyer, if you're thinking about an individual mortgage loan, reach out to JimmyFinance.com, Jim Colos, so 815-436-0500. And he will be your number one lender. So we thank him for treating our guests to gift cards to Dunkin' Donuts.
Very nice.
And in ending, I like to ask our guests, someone that's had your back during this experience, maybe this whole El Show Choir experience or high school experience or school experience, someone that's had your back, could be a parent, could be a coach, a friend, just someone you want to give a shout out to. So with that, Josh, let's start with you. Someone that you'd like to kind of just give a shout out to, someone's had your back over this experience.
I mean, it's hard to choose just one, but I guess I'll go with like our director, Miss O'Neill.
Oh, nice.
Because like we have like our ups and downs for sure. Like there's definitely like, you know, like rehearsals never go perfectly.
Yeah.
But in the end, she like works like super hard for us. And she's doing like 5 jobs at once. And somehow like we still have like a really good thing going.
It's part of theater too, right? It never gets together until right at the end. And then it's like, poof,
yeah. So she just works really hard. And she like, you know, she really like shows her tough love for us. Like
cool.
She really cares. So
she don't mess around. Yeah. All right. Mary Claire.
I would say my parents just like supporting the whole thing and like throughout my high school, just supporting.
Kind of watching you do choir and performing and competing. Okay. Rajit.
Yeah. I'd also say my parents, like they're always pushing me to like get out the house, just sign up for activities.
Be involved, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We got our college. Don't feel bad. You know you love Mrs. O'Neill. You gave her a shout out. Yeah.
I love my parents too.
Yeah. we know that. So, You, all of you got your colleges locked in?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. That's fine. No, I mean, it's almost April, but hey, whatever. You got time. Okay. All right. Thank you for joining me. Take a look. Next week, we'll have members of our girls softball team. They'll come in. And Mary Claire, good luck in not getting assassinated.
Thank you.
I hope you go. I see you going far because you're kind of sneaky, you know?
Really,
but you really got to shut down the social life these next couple of days, right?
True.
Yeah, just kind of live in your room, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, break it out with me. Warriors on three. One, two, three.
Warriors.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will see you in the halls.